Coming up on today's Locked On Angels, we're listening to your voicemails. Then we're going to go ahead and preview a little bit of the ALCS, and we're wrapping it all up with our favorite segment every week. It's Fry Dumb, where we're talking about the dumbest things that we saw this week. That's all coming up right now in Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day every single day, especially in the offseason. I'm Steve Granato. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. Before we get started, this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. We have some voicemails to listen to today. I do want to remind you first, however, that my merch is available. We have some stuff that is coming very, very soon, some new designs that are coming. Very excited about them. It's available on Redbubble called 2-7. If you like the Angels and you like kind of more a minimalist style of design, then that's going to be right up your alley. All available right now over on Redbubble, my brand, 2-7 is available now. It's linked in the show notes. Okay, let's go ahead and dive in. We have a couple listener voicemails, so let's go ahead and take a listen to this first one.
Hey, Steve, it's Jose in Seattle again. Thinking about the statue poll question, I would really love to see a Tim Salmon statue up front, specifically where he has his fists pumped up in the air during his curtain call from his two home run performance in Game 2 of the World Series. Just seeing the roar in his face and the excitement, I think that would be pretty sweet. So that's my vote. Thanks again.
Hey, Jose, thanks for the call again, man. We heard from you a couple of days ago as well. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. The roaring, that curtain call. Yeah. I remember that one. That's wild. That's cool. If you missed that conversation about the statues, that was on yesterday's episode. We were talking about who would we want potentially to have statues outside of Angel Stadium, and Tim Salmon was on our poll question, and that was our winner. So very cool. If you want to go listen to that one, that was a good conversation that we had, and we had a lot of input from fans, so I appreciate everybody chiming in on that. And thanks again for calling us here today, man. Yeah, I like that idea. If we were to have one of those, I'm curious what Angel fans would want. What would the statue itself actually look like? That is a cool idea, though. That's kind of the immortalized. I was at Tim Salmon's last game he ever played in, and he did curtain call the stadium. So like, that is my brain. That's the last image I had of Tim Salmon on the field. So maybe a curtain call like that, but I do like the idea of that big roaring two-hand pump. That was sick. Cool. Thanks for the call, man. Let's go ahead and take a listen to our next voicemail.
Hey, Locked On Halos. I am excited for you to be doing this podcast. I think you're making a big difference. I just wish the Angels culture was better, and I think you are doing a great job. I was watching the Knights game the other night, and seems like they have more culture and more entertainment in their stadium and with their fans in 3 years than we have in over 100 years. I wish Artie would make maybe like a monument park like we do. Even though we don't have a lot of Angels players, we could feature obviously Trout in 10 years, Vlad, Tim Salmon, maybe some of the 2002 team, maybe some more in the past. I agree. I would choose Vlad, as well as I'd probably give my grade for the whole production, probably like a C+, B-, outside of the team, obviously, because that was like a C-D type deal. All right. Have a nice day. Go Halos.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, some things you touched on there. Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights, obviously brand new team. I still think of them as a brand new team, only a couple of years in existence. So I actually wanted to talk about this a little bit. We talk about creating the culture around Angel Stadium and the Angels themselves all the time, right? That's what we're trying to do here on Locked On Angels. I was at the Ducks home opener on Wednesday night. Ducks won 4-1 over Winnipeg. And it was the first time I had been to Honda Center in quite some time, like I'm sure many, many people. And, I've been a Ducks fan my whole life. I grew up watching Timo Mussolini and, John Sebastian Giguere and, Paul Kariya, Adam Oates, all those guys. So I grew up watching those guys. And, I kind of, once the lockout came, I kind of lost it a little bit. And then I came back and started watching again after the 2007 run. So I've been a Ducks fan for a while. And, so I've been an Anaheim fan for a while. I've followed both these teams for a long time. And that's the one thing that always stood out to me about the Ducks. And we've talked about this a little bit on the show, too. The Ducks have done a good job of tying in the city of Anaheim. I think, well, one, their name says Anaheim. That helps a ton. You know, they actually have pride for where they're from. And the jerseys reflect that. You know, however you feel about the Ducks jerseys. I know people don't really like the new logo. They like the older one. But at least they're trying with the orange, tying it to Orange County. They are rooted in Anaheim. And they care about that, and they want to continue to be here in Anaheim. There's never been talks of them moving, right? That's not a thing. And I feel like we have that conversation with the Angels like every 6 months, where it's like, all right, where's the new stadium going to be? We're going to Long Beach this time, maybe Pasadena, like whatever it is, whatever the rumor is at the time. So there's number one, is pride for your city, pride for your county, and that is exactly what the Ducks have. So that's what I noticed. Number one. Number two, it's just a production. It was just a total production when I went to the Ducks game on Wednesday night. And granted, opening night, there's going to be more hoopla, right? There always is going to be because it's opening night. But I mean, it just seemed that they cared so much about, like, this is an event, right? You are coming out, spending your hard-earned money. You're coming out to the I almost said ballpark because I just say that so much. You're coming out to the hockey game tonight. It's opening night. We're welcoming you back. Let's do this up big. Let's have fun. We're going to create, you know, videos. And there's, you know, when the Ducks score, the horn sounds off. And I know that's not unique. But and they play Broham. You know Broham's coming. And the power players run out. And the flags start waving. And there's Wild Wing. And it's like a whole thing. It's a whole production. And it's a whole experience. When was the last time you felt that at Angel Stadium? If it didn't, like, only you only feel that when the play dictates that, right? You only feel that when Shohei homers. And it's nothing that the Angels have done. It's just Shohei did something, or Trout did something, or whatever it is, right? That's when you get that feeling of, like, this is an event, this is a thing, this is exciting. I don't get that feeling at Angel Stadium anymore, and that's a bummer. And that's what I've been talking about like crazy over the last, 2 weeks now, is the culture and the event and, like, the bigger than life aspect. And yeah, granted, the Ducks won. That was nice. But I'm not expecting much from the Ducks this year. So I'll take a win when I could get one. But I mean, even when we got to Honda Center, they had what was called the Puck Drop Patio. They had this whole, like, bunch of food trucks. Full disclosure, I got tickets for free. My best friend works for them. He's the DJ there. One of the DJs there. And he was DJing outside. So, and they were giving away autographs and all these. And there was, like, a thing, you know? It's a thing. And that's, I went to PNC Park a couple years ago. I had the same feeling. They have, like, a little street fair, a little thing going on outside with music and food. It's a thing. Like, you go and it's an event. It's not just, all right, walk into the stadium. Here's my $10. Here's my ticket. You know, give me my whatever tote bag giveaway. And then I'll grab a hot dog and here we are. They're relying too much on that it's professional baseball. And the Ducks are not. They are relying on themselves. And that's, I think that's exactly what you're kind of talking about here. Is just like, the Vegas Golden Knights, who you mentioned, is just like, it's this thing, dude. It's a thing. Like, they got, even if it's weird, right? They have, I remember during their first playoff run, they had, like, the marching band guys. And they had those weird, like, glasses on. And, like, they're all lit up and stuff. It's like a whole ordeal. And I just wish the Angels would do something like that. I know I'm not the only one, because I now know that people are reaching out to me and saying the same thing, which makes me feel a lot better. But yeah, it's an event. And I think the Angels need to start treating it that way and get more creative with that kind of stuff. To go back on the Tim Salmon thing, I know you said Vlad Guerrero, but I did get a tweet here that was pretty interesting. And I'm curious what Angels fans think about this. This tweet coming here from Nate Darling. He said, the Angels should name the water feature in the outfield at Angel Stadium Salmon Falls. I like that. Salmon Falls. That's pretty sweet. Would you guys be into that kind of thing? Sound off in the comment section here on our YouTube page. And of course, you can send me a tweet at @LockedOnAngels. Salmon Falls. Do you like this idea of dedicating things in the ballpark to past players? Because do you remember? I think it was Darren Erstad had that thing in left field, was like the Pujols home run counter over that left center field by the rock pile. Remember that Darren Erstad thing that had like the running thing? It was the Darren Erstad or David Eckstein. I can't remember exactly who it was. I was a kid. But it was like, time your speed to first. And it was like, can you beat their time? That was super sick. That area, super underutilized, by the way, behind the rock pile. They need to do something there. Something more interactive needs to happen there. But anyway, do you like this idea of naming things in the ballpark after former players. It's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool idea. So, Nate Darling, thanks for the tweet, man. Salmon Falls. How are we feeling about Salmon Falls? I'm kind of into it. Let me know. All right, coming up next, we're going to chat a little bit about the upcoming ALCS. I want to hear who you're rooting for, if anybody. But before we get to that, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has a ton of delicious flavors? They are a protein bar company. There's something for everybody. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're super passionate about their favorites. Here are some of the many delicious flavors. Raspberry, mint brownie, strawberry, salted caramel, double chocolate, coconut. There's a ton of them. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box, which is probably the best value they have. You get two bars of two each of the nine flavors, which 18 bars total. Great idea. That way you can mix and match, especially if it is your first box. That's totally the way to go. Not only are they delicious, but they're healthy too. Here are the macros for a Built Bar: 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories from 130 to 180, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, which, hey, you know me, I'm cutting back my sugar. That's a great sign. And only 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. All delicious, all healthy, and super tasty. Order online right now. Get that mixed box bar, mixed box. That's the one to go for. That's what I'm all about. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. Thanks, Built Bar. Okie dokie, back here on Locked On Angels. We're going to step aside here a little bit from Angels talk, and I do want to get Angels fan perspective in this. You know, we're watching postseason baseball, obviously. Things are going on still in baseball, and, you know, I've enjoyed some of the postseason a little bit. The teams that I wanted to get in were the Blue Jays and Mariners. Obviously, they didn't. So it's been a bit of a disappointing postseason so far for me. I haven't really been able to latch onto a team just yet. If I had to pick one right now, I'm still rooting for the Dodgers. I don't know. I'm recording this before NLDS Game 5, so maybe I don't have them to root for anymore either. But I wanted to get Angels fans' perspective on this right now. ALCS, we know the matchup as of this record. Who are you rooting for? Are you going for the Red Sox or the Astros? I know that is a very, very hard question to answer, and one that I don't think I have an answer for. For newer Angels fans who we're always trying to bring in here, hey, welcome to the Angels family. We're always welcoming in new fans, especially our Shohei fans. The Angels and Red Sox have a lot of postseason history. The Angels have been to the postseason 10 times in 60 years. 10 times the Angels have gone to the postseason, most of those during our lifetimes. But the Red Sox have always been the thorn in the side. Here we go. 2004, lost to the Red Sox in the ALCS. 2007 and 2008, lost to the Red Sox in the ALDS. So 2004, 2007, 2008, it was a lot of Red Sox in the postseason. A lot of it. And then, of course, we swept them in 09. I actually went to a game in that series. I went to game one of that series in 09. I thought that was going to be our year, man. 2009 really felt like our year, and I still think about that year a lot. And 2005, that was the White Sox. Don't even talk about that. But you even go back further to 1986. The Angels lost to the Red Sox in the ALCS in 86, and that was a very hard loss as well. That was a tough series for the Angels in 86. That felt like a really legit team as well in 86. That was a tough one. So a lot of losses to the Red Sox in the postseason. 10 times. Red Sox have knocked the Angels out 4 of those times. They've also lost to the Yankees, Orioles, Brewers, most recently the Royals, and in 2005, the White Sox. I don't want to bring it up. Okay, so I have a hard time ever rooting for the Red Sox, ever. The only player that I've ever really rooted for was Dustin Pedroia. I liked Dustin Pedroia when I was a kid growing up. He was such an inspiration for me as a smaller guy that had to work really hard. I always liked Dustin Pedroia. But I can't root for the Red Sox. I just can't. I just can't. I like Kike Hernandez. I like Alex Verdugo, but I can't. Rafael Devers, sure. I just can't root for the Red Sox. I just can't. As an Angels fan growing up, there's so much pain in my very formative baseball years, 2004 to 2008, in which, you know, the Mike Socia era. Gosh, it's hard to root for him. It's hard. I can't. So can you root for them? Are you a newer fan that doesn't even remember this era? Lucky you. But can you root for the Red Sox right now? Or are you rooting for the Astros? There's tons of history there, obviously, already, since they've jumped over here to the AL West. It was really weird because we asked this question about the AL wild card on our Twitter account at Locked On Angels, and we polled Angels fans, who are you rooting for in the wild card? And it was overwhelmingly in favor of the Yankees. I couldn't believe it. I don't have a problem with the Yankees. I only have a problem with the 2009 Yankees. That was the only team that knocked us out. I don't have feelings towards the Yankees, weirdly enough. It's always been the Red Sox because of the history that I have endured. I just can't root for the Red Sox. So people always kind of give me a weird look when I say I don't really care about the Yankees. I always cared about the Red Sox more as far as like hating a team or whatever. The Jonathan Papelbon, Jason Varitek era, like those teams, the David Ortiz, like those teams got under our skin as Angels fans. Yankees, I didn't, we only met in 2009. So, and that was a tough loss, but the Yankees were the better team at that time in that ALCS. So who are you rooting for? I'm going to hop on over to Locked On Now, another segment here of the Locked On Podcast Network. Pretty cool stuff. We're going to hop on over to Locked On Now for a quick chat with Insider's Daniela Bruce and former Angel, actually, formerly mostly a White Sox, but Gordon Beckham. So they're going to go and chat a little bit here for about a minute about the ALCS.
One of the best offenses in Major League Baseball this season. How are the Red Sox going to pitch against the Astros to have a successful series?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but I mean, biggest thing is like being able to hit your spots and throw your off speed for strikes. When you can do that, which the Astros pitchers have very good off speed. I mean, McCullers threw today, looked really good as he always has. But these guys, if they can throw their off speed for strikes, it really puts pressure on the offense to make good decisions. And when you have nasty stuff, it's hard to make good decisions when it's happening that like in the split second. So I think that the Red Sox pitchers just have to attack in the zone, but have to attack with off speed and be able to like add and subtract with that off speed, strike to ball, making sure that they're not leaving stuff in the middle of the plate, because Astros have just shown that if you leave stuff in the middle of the plate, they are going to hit it hard. And they showed that in the White Sox series. So got to hit your spots. That's the name of the game in the big leagues, but especially in the playoffs.
How you think about that? The Astros offense, super annoying. I mean, it's been for a while now, right? Astros offense has been that way. We've seen it in the AL West about, 2 years since they came over, after they came over. I remember when the Astros came over to the AL West, I was like, cool, a team that we can beat. Because remember that time, they were a 100-loss team. I was wrong. but they were super annoying. But, I mean, the Red Sox have been super hot lately, too. I mean, 2 walk-offs against Tampa and the ALDS. So, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting matchup. But, I mean, can you even stomach watching it as an Angels fan? Like, are you having a hard time, again, finding one team to root for? Or, even wanting to watch the NL or the ALCS at all? At all? So I don't know. I'm super, super torn on it. I can't root for one team or the other. If I had to lean, maybe it's Sox, but I mean, it's like 51-49, even like 50.2, 49.8. That's where I'm at, whatever the math is on that. I don't know. Sound off in the comment section below here on our YouTube channel, of course, at Locked On Angels, or call me and let me know who you're rooting for. You could be on the show here coming up next week, 714-409-6396. All right, coming up in our last segment, let's talk about the dumbest things we saw this week in our Fried Dumb segment. That's how we end the week every week here on Locked On Angels. But first, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device, that's a cell phone, to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus for your first deposit. 50%, not bad. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's how you get that bonus. Football, basketball, boxing, Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, final segment here on today's Locked On Angels. It is Fry Dumb. And we're talking about the dumbest things that I saw in baseball this week. This happened a couple of days ago. So here's a little bit of backstory. I don't think you need it, but the TuneIn Radio app. Have you ever used the TuneIn Radio app? It's pretty decent. I downloaded it to listen to March Madness while I was driving to cover some baseball and stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to keep listening to these March Madness games. So I downloaded the TuneIn app. And I've had it on my phone ever since March. I don't use it very often. I'll pop on a couple of games every now and then. But I have MLB at-bat, so I use the MLB at-bat app to listen to games. But so I still have TuneIn on my phone. And they recently started sending out notifications out of nowhere. They had never really sent notifications. And then they started sending me notifications. And then I got a notification the other day on October 10th. So that was a couple of days ago. And it was for Game 3 of the ALDS Astros and White Sox. Here is what the notification read, and I thought it was hilarious. It was just a little typo, but it was amazing. Here we go. This is what the notification said. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to put it on the screen as well. Live, Astros at White Sox. The MLB postseason continues now with Game 3 ALDS coverage between the Astros and the Whites. Tap here to catch it all. Baseball emoji. Astros and the Whites. It literally didn't say White Sox. They accidentally typed Whites, and I saw it, and I like looked down at my phone twice. I was like, what? What's happening? Yeah, the Astros and the Whites were playing Game 3 of the ALDS. Did you catch that game? It made me laugh. It gave me a good chuckle. I screenshotted it and saved it, and I'm glad I did, because I was like, this is perfect for Fry Dumb. Like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, the Astros and the Whites. And they didn't correct it. You know, a lot of times you'll get, like, those bad notifications or, like, typo notifications, and then they'll send, like, a correction. This is exactly – I've seen those on, like, the ESPN app and stuff. I guess this doesn't really matter that much, but I loved it. I loved it so much. The Astros and the Whites, that made me laugh so hard. So that's our first thing here in the Fry Dumb segment. And I also want to talk about this one. Game 3, Dodgers and Giants. I was actually, my girlfriend and I were thinking about buying tickets to head out to this game at Dodger Stadium when they came back for Game 3, and that series was 1-1. So we almost bought tickets. We didn't end up going. They were a little expensive, and we were just like, I don't want to drive out to LA. I'm kind of glad we didn't go because of the wind. Did you see the wind in Game 3, Dodgers, Giants, and even in Game 4? I mean, Gavin Lux thought he hit a bomb. There was a couple balls out the bat I thought were gone. This series at Dodger Stadium has been really wild. Again, we're recording this after the conclusion of the NLDS, so I don't know what happened at this point of recording. You already know because it happened last night. But yeah, that wind, and that's, again, Fry Dumb. That is just dumb. How dumb was that Santa Ana winds? And we weren't really getting it here in Anaheim. We got a little bit of it. It started getting a little windy, but it was nowhere near, like, what was it, like 40-mile-an-hour gusts or something out of Dodger Stadium there in that Game 3? So that was pretty dumb. I think that yeah, that's right there in Fry Dumb. Fry Dumb, cool. it's a new segment that we're trying out here. So I actually, like I said, we were going to go out to that ball game, but I haven't been to a playoff game since 2014. Now that I'm like thinking about it, it was Game 1 of the ALDS, Angels Royals. That was the last time I went to a playoff game in Major League Baseball. I've been to minor league baseball playoffs and stuff, but I also wanted to bring this one up because I was thinking about last time I've been to playoff games. I remember that in 2009, when I was a kid, I was, 2009, so I was like 16. I was 16 in 2009 during this run. My mom bought us World Series tickets for Game 2. My mom bought my dad and I Game 2 World Series tickets. My birthday's in November, so it was an early birthday present. She bought me and my dad like Section 534, you know, for like $200 a pop or whatever it was for Game 2 of the 2009 World Series. And then obviously, it didn't happen because the Angels would have had home field for that World Series in 2009. Because it was the back when it was the All-Star game that dictated it. I still think about that. Rough year, man. That was our year, man. That was our year. Okay, I'm not going to dwell on the past too much. Don't forget to check out some of my other stuff that I have here if you're interested in learning more about baseball. I have an 8-part docuseries called Our Game. We ask the question, who is the Latino Jackie Robinson? And we learned that the answer is extremely difficult. It's examining the Latin contributions to American baseball, an 8-part series that goes from the beginnings of baseball, I mean literally the beginnings of baseball, to all the way to present day. And how MLB is handling it in 2000 and, well, was 20 when I made it. So, but yeah, if you're interested in that, it's linked in the show notes in the episode description here on YouTube. Of course, it is always linked. Our Game, O-U-R-G-A-M-E. And if you're an Angels fan, longtime Angels voice, Victor Rojas was actually a guest on that show. We had him for a couple of episodes. So super fun. Go check it out. Our Game on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to buy my merch. 2-7, just the Halo sticker is out. I actually have a couple of more new designs coming out very, very soon, working on them right now. So check those out. That's 2-7 merch over on Redbubble. Of course, all these things are linked. Give me a phone call, 714-409-6396, 714-409-6396. Give me your food and drink recommendations. That will be talked about next week. I have another podcast in case you're interested in something that comes out weekly and that is completely different than baseball. It's called Movies I Should Have Watched. My best friend Alex and I are watching old movies and reviewing them to see if they hold up in 2021. Movies I Should Have Watched on podcast platform everywhere. We will be covering Halloween next week. The original Halloween will be next week. Michael Myers, the original Michael Myers origin story. We'll be covering that next week. So make sure to subscribe and check us out. We come out every Wednesday. You can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Angels and at Steve Granado, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. Thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. For your second listen, go check out Locked On MLB. It'll get you through the championship series. Paul Francis Sullivan brings you his unique perspective on the Major League's past and present. Really into that present part. It's free and available on all platforms. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here this week on Locked On Angels. Thanks so much for checking us out, man. The reception on this podcast, and everybody's been so nice, and I really appreciate everybody checking us out and all the kind words and welcoming me in. It's really cool. So thank you guys. Don't forget, coming up next week, our interview with Davis Daniel. We talked Davis Daniel, number 18 Baseball America prospect in the Angels system. He will be on the show starting on Monday. So we had a cool little chat with Davis. We talked everything from pitching to food. You know, I like talking about food. We'll be talking about food next week. Anyway, that's all coming up next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hopefully you guys are safe, enjoying life. And it's supposed to be hot this weekend. So maybe your last chance to head down to the beach. All right, we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Later.